Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yo, this ain't Parents at the Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents at the Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Class is in session. Please be seated. Behaviors that get attention get repeated. Avoid the power struggle because it will get you heated. Listen to Amanda because she knows how to teach it. Yo, this ain't Parents at the Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents at the Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Yeah, yeah, oh.
Hello and welcome to the Parenting with a Punch show. We're back for season 3. Today's episode is sponsored by Paper Pine Cone. They are the most comprehensive free preschool and childcare directory available. Just search by location and filter your needs to find a great program that works for your family and your schedule. I have an awesome guest here today by the name of Rob Roseman. And he, hopefully I pronounced his name right, last name right. He is a former Chicago futures trader turned Las Vegas poker pro, now reinventing himself again as a stay-at-home dad in Atlanta with his wife Angie and 3 kids, ages 6, 4, and 1. He started a company with his sister Lauren called KickstartReading.com, where they produce 2-minute videos that help teach kids how to read. They like to say it's screen time parents can feel good about. He also started a podcast, The Dad the Best I Can Show, to talk with other dads just like Jesse Itzler, business leaders, and even my father-in-law about their dad life. He says it's been really exciting to create a platform that allows dads to tell their stories and help them learn how to navigate dad life. Let's welcome Rob to the show. Hello.
Hey, Amanda. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. It's nice to be on the other side of the mic every now and then.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. Happy to have you here.
Yeah. Thanks for, I imagine most of your audience is mom. So thanks for letting a dad in there every now and then.
Absolutely. And I told you before, you know, I'm not sure exactly what it is. I love having dads on the show. I love working with fathers one-to-one. I just think it's such a beautiful thing when we see fathers, taking on that parenting role and just really being involved because, you know, kids, they need both parents.
Yeah, thank you. It seems like dads are really in right now. We've got a fatherly, all these, dads are back in fashion. Dads,
awesome.
Dax Shepard, I listen to his podcast. He's always talking about dad stuff. It's awesome. It's awesome to hear the, you know, It's kind of like a shift. Women are taking over the career world, and men are taking over the home life too.
Let's do it. Let's do it. It's all about, you know, working together, right?
Absolutely.
So tell us about Kickstart Reading that you started with your sister.
Yeah. So I have three kids, and when my, at the time, 5-year-old was going into kindergarten, I was like, okay, let's read a book together and make sure you know how to read a little bit. And I realized really quickly, I had no idea how to teach him to read. And, you know, we'd read books together, but I was at a loss, looked up some stuff on Google. I couldn't find anything that was like easy. And my sister is a kindergarten teacher with two kids. And actually now she just had her third. I asked her, I was like, what can you do to help us out here that's really quick and easy? And she made us a really short video, like 2 minutes long, that kind of teaches the way she teaches her students. And my son loved it. And I was like, this is really good, Lauren. Can we show this to a couple of your other friends with kids and see what they think? Because obviously I'm biased, but I get... A light bulb went off and I'm like kind of in the entrepreneurial mode. And I was like, I want to see if this is just me. So we showed it to some friends and they all loved it. Their kids loved it. And we kind of, I said, if I build the website and build the back end, can you make more of these? And she said, sure. And a year later, we've got like 100 videos. We're getting big on Amazon. We had like Julianne and Bill Rancic kind of, help us out, and our big supporters, a lot of influencers on Instagram. So we're doing great, and it's been really exciting kind of starting a company with my sister too. We're working together really well, so it's been a awesome experience, better than I could have ever expected.
That is so cool. You know, it's funny because a lot of you know, when I do some of the one-to-one work and I go into the homes and I work on like night routines, one of the one things that I typically recommend is, you know, to have that one-to-one time is the reading with their children before bedtime. And kids eat it up. Like, they love that time to read.
Yeah, it's the one time that it can actually be quiet and one-on-one. I mean, the whole day is chaos, and that's what I love about that bedtime. And we don't always do it every night. You know, we're not perfect.
Right.
But what I found was, reading to your kid is one thing, but once they start getting into kindergarten, it's like, oh, now you have to learn to read. And you're, right, as a parent, most parents are not equipped to teach their kids to read. So we wanted something really simple. And what I told Lauren was, I mean, yeah, my kid is learning how to read, but the best part about it is how it made me feel as a parent, that in literally 2 minutes, I was like feeling like I was making a difference, that we were connecting, I was helping him. And then it was over, you know. It wasn't like we have to go read some 30-minute tutorial on how to teach your kid to read. So I thought that was the best part about it, is how you can connect with your kid over reading and how it makes you feel as a parent, which, as you know, the whole day is a lot of a failure and losing. So to get that small win in there and like end on a high note, it makes you feel good.
Oh, please. That's just you being, you know, parents being hard on themselves, you know, saying that they look, children are, you know, they come into this world and they have no idea what, you know, what this world is about. And, you know, they learn from the adults around them. And, you know, it's just, we're all just kind of winging it and going with the flow, and just, you know, you have fun, you give the love, you know, you give, you know, the sort of direction that they need and make them feel safe. You're doing an amazing job.
Thank you. You saw me 1 hour ago trying to get three kids out of the house for school. You might not have agreed, but we managed. Everybody got there on time. I forgot one kid's milk, so I had to run back and get it. But like that feeling, and I'm sure any parent listening can relate, like right when you get that last kid dropped off, that like quiet is maybe the highlight of my day.
Absolutely. You can take a deep breath and it's like, oh, okay, they're off now. Now what's on the agenda for the day?
Exactly. I have like three, I might have five alarm. My wife's out of town, so I'm taking on even more of a role. But I think I have, if you look at my phone, there's five alarms set for like, this kid needs to be picked up now, and this kid needs to be picked up then. And then it's kind of funny if you look at it, because you'll forget. You know, the story is real.
Oh, yes, it is. But hey, that's the beauty of parenting, right?
Yes, we're all in it together. We're all winging it. And I don't know, despite what social media might have you believe, it's chaos for everybody.
Totally. So I love that you put together the podcast. What's the handle on Instagram is, tell our viewers so they can check you out.
Yeah, so I am, preface this, I'm pretty new to social media. I try to avoid it, but now I'm back. So it's called Dad the Best I Can. That's the handle, kind of a silly pun on did the best I can, Dad the Best I Can. But
yeah.
I'm on Instagram. I've got a website, dadthebestican.com, and every week I'm getting at least one episode out with just talking to other dads, and we're getting some big guests that you kind of always want to hear. You know, you always hear these people, they do great things, they're huge entrepreneurs. I had Jesse Itzler on, which I don't know if your audience knows, but he's married to Sarah Blakely, who owns Spanx.
Yes.
He is just a superstar. And I'm like, you hear all these people's stories about what they do in business and, you know, in fitness and all these things, but he's got four kids, so I'm guessing a lot of his life is, you know, being a dad. So
right.
He came on, and he was really excited to be able to talk about it and kind of, you know, I think moms have maybe a bigger platform to talk about their mom life.
Right.
So cool to hear some of these people talk about their dad life, and selfishly, I learn by listening to all of them. He's like, oh, I do this thing with, I schedule one-on-one time with my kids, so, you know, we get to spend time together, and I'm, like, writing down notes, and that
right.
weekend, I take my one kid to Subway, so
yep.
It's fun. It's fun to learn, it's fun to talk to, and it's been really well-received, so that's been exciting.
That's really cool. So, basically, it's just, yeah, you just bring on, you know, a variety of different fathers, and you're trying to get, you know, just all, I'm sure, different walks of life, and just kind of talking about the dad world, right?
Yeah, you know, if you ask them, they love to talk about it, but on our own as guys, we don't really open up about it. We're kind of just, you know,
yes.
Maybe the mom takes the lead, but mm-hmm. You know, I've learned, and you get a wide range. I've got grandpas on there that talk about what it was like when they were parents and grandparents, mm-hmm. So yeah, any moms listening, I advise you to tell your husband, send him one. I actually also make short clips of the episodes, so they're really easy to just try, where it can be like,
cool,
what to do when you have twins. And I had no idea, you know, and this one guy gave me like a bunch of tips. So I don't have twins, but it would be helpful if I did. So
that's awesome. Now, yeah. Do you find, you know, having this platform for fathers to come on sort of like, gives them that outlet and that voice to kind of just like be men and just like talk about the real raw shit that goes on, like
yeah.
From a dad's perspective?
Yeah, I think it is. We're kind of, I mean, mostly in most households, I imagine the mom takes the lead. So the guys kind of do maybe get out of their way a little bit. And I think that's one thing we learned is, and even my wife and I have learned that like sometimes you just got to leave dad with the kids and let him figure it out and not hover and say, no, do it like this or do it like that. I'm like, you go get a massage or even just go to the park, take a walk, come back in 2 hours and we're all going to be alive. So it's fun to like, you know, figure stuff out ourselves and take the lead. So yeah, I challenge every mom out there to take some time for you and just let dad figure things out, and everybody will still be alive when you get home.
Yes. Thank you for saying that. It's so true though, you know, because I think, you know, there's this sort of, mindset of, you know, fathers don't naturally have this sort of like instinct like mothers do, but they're the dads. Like, you know, you have to be able to trust that they're going to, you know, be able to hold the fort down just as much as mom does. And I think it really comes back to, too, you know, I love that you and your wife had that open conversation, is just really the control and just kind of like letting things be. And that's a lot of what I see, too, in working with families, you know, mom or dad, right? And trying to just like control the dynamics of just like the family.
Yeah, you have to be a team, and it is hard. You know, it's easy to talk about. I can tell you all these things, and then
right.
if you look at our house, it's like, wait, you just said that, you know, to calm down and not freak out over this and that, but you're going to freak out over stuff. You just got to, like, I think what I've gotten better at is learning to recover quickly, you know, like I used to think, oh, I've just freaked out. I guess I'm not really improving, but maybe it's you freak out for 10 minutes instead of 2 hours. And that's a huge improvement on your life. So nobody's perfect. You're going to have 12 meltdowns a day. And I'm not even talking about your kids. I'm talking about yourself. you just got to get a little better about it. And then, you know, go to sleep and wake up when the day is new. I tell people that too. They always say, don't go to bed angry. I'm like, nah, just go to bed. Like things are going to, you're not speaking from a good place after a chaotic bedtime at 9 p.m. Just go to sleep, wake up, and things will
be. Right. No, this is true. It's very, very true. Now, do you find, I mean, it's all about sort of like letting go too and just like not beating yourself up, right? I mean, and just allowing yourself, you're going to make mistakes. I mean, that this is how we learn as humans. You know, we learn through conditioning. We learn that we do something, oh, that didn't work. Okay, let's try something different the next time. You know, I mean, you're going to have screw-ups. It's part of life.
Yeah, 100%. You know, as parents, you learn that every day consistently. And it is kind of like thankless too. So you're like,
yes.
I'm looking around sometimes. It's just me. I'm like, is anybody seeing this? Like, I always tell my friends, my wife, when she's traveling for work a bunch, she'll like text me, how's it going? We don't over text when she's traveling for work because we find like sometimes that backfires, but
yes.
She'll write me, how's it going? And it'll be an absolute shit show, like dinner time. And like, I'll start frustratingly typing and she's probably seeing the, you know, the dot, dot, dot on the text
when
you're texting somebody.
Yep.
And I'll like write some rant out about this one, just like looked me in the eye and dumped her pasta all over the floor.
Yeah.
And I just like delete it and I write like, good. And I'm like, why do I need to bring her down? You know, like it's going to be over soon. It's chaos, but there's no reason for me to like ruin her, you know, work trip with like, this one did this. And, you know, every now and then I do break, but that's another like tip I try to use for moms or dads is like, you know, you don't need to throw all of that on your spouse because you know, they're working hard too. So I know it feels good to vent, but find somebody else to vent to every now and then.
I agree. There's actually, you may or may not have heard this, or even maybe from your sister as a kindergarten teacher. There is a method that they call like the sandwich method. And basically, I learned this because I'm also a licensed teacher, is you start with saying something positive and then you kind of throw in like, you know, the struggle in the middle and then you end with the positive.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Just something to...
Yeah, I've heard that in business. What do they call that? Like couching too. It's like, you can't just, it's right when you criticize somebody or you say something negative, their brain is going to like shut down and get defensive. So
exactly.
That's a great tip. Yeah. Even if it's like, you're awesome and
you need to work on this.
Yeah. It just tricks your brain into I'm all about those kind of psychological tricks. So keep coming.
Yep. All about psychology, baby.
Yes. I know. Yeah. It's funny. I used to play poker professionally in Las Vegas and I was around, you know, 8 other usually men, pretty aggressive environment. And there's a lot of similarities to dealing with kids. So you learn a lot from them and how to, you know, just get on their level.
No, I agree. You know, it's funny because I've actually come across quite a few behavior specialists through social media, and they wound up going sort of like the business route in psychology. I mean, everything that we do, I feel, I mean, it's mindset, it's psychology, it's behavior, you know, it's how we sort of like move about our day. It's very fascinating to me. I mean, that's why doing this work is,
Yeah. Psychology is probably the number one. My dad's a psychologist, but until I had kids, I didn't really understand the power of it and, you know, how you can apply it to yourself and just like the biases we have and all these things. So you know, and you still fall into it, even when it's almost more frustrating when you know these things and you still screw up, but at least you're like, oh, I'm doing this again. So just try and recognize it and get a little better.
Yeah. I mean, it's just all about, you know, being aware of the patterns that you kind of need to break. And, you know, like you said before, you're going to have moments where you're going to slip up. It's just part of life.
Yeah, lower your expectations. That's a good life lesson too. Without being like negative or cynical, I'm like, it makes you happier. In reality, it's like if you think this is going to be, when I drive with my kids to, we drive to South Florida where we're from sometimes, everybody's like, are you insane? That sounds horrible. I'm like, first of all, flying with three kids is no picnic either. Second of all, like I'm going into it knowing it's kind of going to suck. And then when it's over, it's over. So I talk a big game, but it's true. It's just like, don't expect this to go smoothly and it won't affect you as much.
Right. Well, this is true. They're very good advice. So what would you say to, you know, what are your thoughts and sort of, I'm sure, you know, you've seen, especially in interviewing some of the dads on your podcast and, you know, this old school parenting style, and especially when it comes to, you have three kids, boys, girls, what do you?
Yeah, I have a almost 7-year-old boy, almost 5-year-old boy, and a 1.5-year-old baby girl.
Oh, there you go. Okay, the two boys are older.
Yes.
Now, are you noticing a difference as far as, you know, raising the boys, especially them being older than the daughter and being a stay-at-home dad, this whole concept of like masculinity and just like bringing this into our culture. How do you feel about that? Like, especially as a single dad, stay-at-home dad.
Yeah. My wife might object to that
claim. I did not mean single dad. Sorry.
I mean, yes, I have a daughter and I'm sure that's going to change, but I'm sure a lot of parents will tell you under two, they're just babies. You know, it just changes the diaper changing is a little different, but so I don't really, I haven't learned too much. I'm sure it's coming soon of how to deal with girls, but with boys, I don't know. We haven't really seen too much of this whole like masculinity stuff you hear about. I mean, I did some pretty aggressive masculine jobs playing poker, trading on the floor. You know, I love sports. I'm like a guy's guy, but I think what's great is my kids see, you know, me in a different context maybe than a lot of kids, and I think they see their mom in a different context where, you know, she's crushing it at work and, you know, really just getting after it. So I think that's good. You know, I don't really know. I hear a lot on the news. I almost think it's like the news does. It kind of exaggerates some of this masculinity, and I think part of that problem is it's like it has to be one or the other. So, you know, just the other night, like my kids see me helping out with the dishes or stuff like that. And I think I think times have changed and the dads are way more involved. So I don't know. Do you have any like specific examples of?
Well, I guess it's just, I mean, because, you know, a lot of the work that I do is so intimate and going into the homes and even just doing some like online coaching, you know, unfortunately, and I don't know if it's just the East Coast. I mean, when I was in New York, I didn't really see this too much, but there's just still this stigma with like telling our boys, like, stop crying and don't, you know, just not really like teaching them how to like handle their emotions, you know, and just kind of like.
Well, that's true. And you know what, a lot of that is because that's from our dads. I mean, my dad was a child psychologist, so I grew up a little differently. Probably he'd always ask me how I feel, and I was like, "Ugh, just punish me or ground me already." But yeah, I have heard that, and talking to dads, it's good. I think we are kind of, you know, opening up to when your kid falls down. Maybe it's not like, "Come on, you're all right." It could be like, "Are you, you know, are you okay? And how did that make you feel? Or are you?" Somebody told me they're like, when their kid falls down playing baseball, it's like, are you hurt or are you embarrassed? So kind of just trying to put yourself in their shoes when they're so young, you know, maybe not be as tough on them. We're still going to have our moments, but I think it is just kind of like get a little better at it. And but it is, you know, I give, you know, we're kind of raised the way our parents raised us, and then think about your parents were raised by their parents. So it's like I almost give my parents a lot more credit now that I have kids, because I'm like, well, you only know how to parent from the way your parents did. So like my father-in-law grew up very differently than I did and my dad did, and like he really, you know, kind of broke the chain of the way his dad did things. So, you know, and raised his daughter, my wife. So
right.
There's always time to change, and but it isn't easy, and you kind of only know what you know, and you know what your dad knew. So
right.
Just find little spots maybe to, you know, not react as much. You know, that's one thing I learned too. It's like our instinct is to just react quickly.
Yes.
Like if you take like 3 seconds, even just turn around and walk away, even, right? Like don't
yes.
like,
yep.
just mm-hmm. like get yourself out of there and
yes.
it's better,
yep.
right? So, no, or you know what, if you yell and you have a moment, which you all do, maybe I'm sorry for the way I just yelled right there.
Exactly. You know? Yep.
Something small as that will model better behavior for your kids than, you know, so.
See, everything that you just said is all of what I, you know, I recommend to my parents. So, you know.
Thank you. I'm an amazing dad.
Kudos to you.
At 8:50 a.m. after my kids are in school, I'm like the best dad ever.
But yeah, right.
7:14 p.m. when it's absolute crazy, I'm going to replay this episode.
You're ready.
Have to listen, right?
Yeah, exactly. To bring yourself back and give yourself credit.
Thank you.
What advice do you have for fathers to sort of, you know, get them more involved in like you just mentioned, with parenting with more intention and being like less reactionary? Because again, that's I we have work to do, and we're becoming more conscious. But I want fathers to be able to know that they don't have to be this certain sort of like personality.
Right. Yeah. I think you can be both. I think that's what, like, you know, in today's news too, it seems like you're all or you're nothing. You're a snowflake or you're
right.
You know, this. And I'm like, why can't you be like, you know, a badass and give your kid a hug, or, you know, do
right.
kind of, do both of them. So I think for one, I think, you know, it is, I would advise moms to kind of, you know, empower their husbands by probably getting out of their way a little bit, letting them have, you know, some space. Because if not, that's maybe a reason why we fall back into like those roles, because maybe that's how
yeah.
they saw, you know, their moms do it. So just be like, you know what, you got the kids for an hour, you come back. And I think that will, you know, empower your husband or the father to, you know, take the lead on it. So that's one thing.
I'd say
my sister kind of taught me this as she applied it to reading, where she called it think time, where you, instead of like correcting your kid right away when they're trying to read, you just sit there for 5 seconds, and
yep.
that's been helpful. And what I've started applying it to is, and I'm sure any parent can relate, when your 6-year-old is telling you a story, it's like, let's go, wrap it up already, right? Like, it's just takes forever, but he's really interested. So I'm like, all right, instead of like interrupting him and being like, oh, and then this kid did this, right, I try to like just shut up for like 10 seconds and look him in the eyes and just give him that space to kind of finish his rambling story, let's be honest. But I think it's like, you know, he feels better about it. I think he's like, oh, I have a voice here. So just these right. little things where you can kind of slow down and,
mm-hmm.
you know, for dads, I would say, right, just, you know, give yourselves a break and realize that you can do this, and how big of an impact, you know, your behavior and the way you model things for your kids will have on them.
Right. No, I think that's great. I mean, you said it all, you know, how I would sort of, you know, give support with the families that I work with, but, and you pretty much already answered it, but for my last question, in coming together, like as a unit, as a parental unit, you know, and working together, especially during those chaotic times, you know, you stated empower your husband and, you know, give each other that space, right, to be able to, you know, take that time for yourself so you can come back together as a better unit. Do you have any other like suggestions as far as, you know, helping parents kind of work together more so they're not working against
each other? No, I'm still working on this, you know, even
of course.
It's a new dynamic, you know, with my wife is really like taken off in her career. So she's traveling more. So I'm taking more of the lead at home. And there are some like video games that I'm like this. I mean, we do have screen time in our house. We try to like be okay at it. But like
yeah.
there's some shows that I'm like, this is just trash. Like I can't, it's not all the same. So
right.
I would think like having hard conversations that are uncomfortable with your wife or husband is always worth it. It's even if it's like, I feel like total crap about this, and I don't think, you know, yes, couch it or sandwich it, like you said, with,
with
that's a good advice, but I think it's always better to tell your partner how you feel and just get it over with than to, because I think, you know, and I'm guilty of this too. If you don't, I'm going to be stoic and just shoulder all this load. And I'm sure moms do this too. Then you start getting resentful, and that kind of stuff is what really eats at you and the relationship and your kids. So I would say, you know, just have it out, talk about it. Even if it's uncomfortable and makes the other person not feel great, like, you'll feel better and you'll just like get it off your back. So I'm learning that too.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, there's not always going to be those comfortable moments to sort of have those uncomfortable talks, but it's definitely necessary, especially to be able to.
Well, and I think the way you said it is really good too. It's like that little tip of, you know, you see this in like text and email where like you take the context all wrong. Somebody's like, can say, okay. And you're like, what do you mean? Okay.
Exactly.
So it's like text, I don't really have an answer for. I could tell you stories where I've gotten like in trouble for emojis before, you know. I'm like, what do you mean? That smirking face? That was being cute, not but I think, like you said, maybe leading with a little bit of like, I think you're doing a great job at this, but you know, that like literally 3-second sentence can change the way, you know, your spouse maybe responds to your criticism, which
we
all need. So,
very true.
Yeah,
true. Well, this was awesome. I think these were great tools for both moms and dads to, you know, to sort of hear, you know, really what it's like, especially with, you know, a stay-at-home dad and sort of really being involved in the parenting role. Now, how you shared, you said on all social media, correct, how people can find you?
Yeah, Dad the Best I Can. And if you do have a kid between the ages of 3, 3.5, and 6 or 7, and they're learning to read, or they're struggling with reading, or you just want to get ahead, at Kickstart Reading and kickstartreading.com. And actually made you guys a code for your audience. It's if you enter the code PUNCH, you can get 65% off for the year. So definitely give that a try. It's, if nothing else, you'll feel like a better parent just for doing it. So
amazing. I so appreciate that. I think that will be of great value for most families out there. So I appreciate
thank you.
That.
Yeah. And yeah, be sure to tell, I imagine it's mostly moms listening. So have your husbands take a listen to Dad the Best I Can podcast, and they'll, if nothing else, they'll laugh that other people are going through the same chaos that they are.
Absolutely.
I'll leave you with one of my guests, because these guys, they give just these nuggets of wisdom.
Yes, please.
He said his wife and him sometimes disagree, because she thinks that life should be like a swimming pool, but the reality is it's more like an ocean, you know? So they have this like different outlook on life where there's going to be waves, so you just have to learn to, you know, ride them and go with it. So I was like, that's a really good metaphor for how we should think about it, that it's going to be choppy, but
it's true. It's the ebb and flow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Just ride it out. And then I hear, you know, people always tell me this when they get older, oh, you look back on those days and it's so easy. But any parent will tell you that the days are long, but the years go by fast. So
yes,
enjoy them, but also give yourself a break and know that it's difficult for everybody.
Yeah. Don't beat yourself up.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Parenting with a Punch show. Again, this episode was brought to you by Paper Pine Cone, a local preschool directory. So check them out, paperpinecone.com, to find a preschool near you. As always, keep asking for more. See you on the other side.
Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with a Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with a Punch. Class is in session. Please be seated. Behaviors that get attention get repeated. Avoid the power struggle, because it will get you heated. Listen to Amanda, because she knows how to teach it. Yo, this ain't Parents After Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents After Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.